This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're going live to the White House with correspondent Karen Travers right now. More National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C. with more on the way. What's the latest, Karen?
And the president yesterday actually made a visit and spent some time, not long, but was with some of those National Guard troops and law enforcement agencies who were involved in this operation. I will say that earlier in the day, the president had done an interview where he said he was going out tonight with law enforcement and military, which certainly set off a lot of speculation on social media, on cable news, that the president was actually going out on patrol with law enforcement and military. The White House did not dissuade people from thinking that. They didn't give details of what the president was going to do, and that was out there for many hours. I was with him last night when we went to this Park Police facility in Southeast D.C., which is serving as a gathering point for all of the agencies, sort of a command center. It was a chance for him to thank them for what he is asking them to do and they're now doing. He brought some food and serving them some dinner. But it was notable how different it was, too, from the photo opportunity that J.D. Vance, the vice president, had done just the day before at Union Station, which was obviously an open public place. There were protesters there. You could hear them at during Vance's opportunity where he's taking some questions from reporters. You didn't hear that yesterday with the president in this very tightly controlled environment.
Has the president still been getting pushback on this from D.C.'s leadership itself?
Yeah. Yes. The mayor has expressed frustration about, you know, the uncertainty of how long this is going to continue. The president said yesterday we're going to stay here a while, but didn't say what's going to happen at the end of the 30-day emergency order. And that's a big question of whether they're going to ask Congress to extend this or what that's going to look like. And the mayor, I think, is also broadly has been not on board with this because of this. Kind of, they see heavy-handed federal government coming in here. There have been concerns in D.C. about school starting on Monday and, you know, kids going to school and having this military presence in some neighborhoods in D.C. and what that's going to be like. So, yes, there's tensions with local officials and the administration. That is not surprising in a city that overwhelmingly is Democratic, but it's also a unique city where, you know, this is not similar where the federal government could just take over another city. D.C. is unique because of the nature of it not being a state and having that ability where the federal government can come in and exert control.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.